adjust your voices to inside. We're inside, so you don't. Are you going to play louder in Plymouth? Yeah. Do you play louder at the north end? Yeah, we're outdoors. We use our outdoor voices. We have to learn to be able to listen to the ensemble and adjust to the ensemble dynamics. Always being where the melody is. But you don't have to play. The dynamics are always a suggestion. It might be forte tonight. It might be mezzo forte somewhere else or a double forte somewhere else. But if you just adjust to the room, you have so much energy going. When we get to the end, da, 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 the eighth notes never seem to have the same weight. It's always the first one is a little bit louder than the second, or the second a little bit louder than the first. It should be, they're not just notes so you can get to the next loud long note. We always want to play, we don't want to play, do, 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 do. So there has to be some energy, and you lose some of the energy in those eighth notes at the end of those measures. So that's something to think about. I'm not going to go back and take it again, but that's something to think about when we get to that. Save some room for dessert. Save some room for the end of the piece, okay? Don't blow all of your energy on the first half, or the first two-thirds. You've got to be able to look at a phrase and say, can I play this in one breath? Oh, I don't think so. Okay, we're going to breathe. All right, I'll breathe here all the time. And then you get the guy that's always playing next year, just make sure he's not breathing right there at the same time. So it's still a little things to work out, but I think the biggest thing is you can't play in a closet with the same volume you're going to play when you get outdoors. If you were taking private lessons, you would never go to the practice room and play at those same volumes. So, that's that. We'll never have to talk about that again. Until next Tuesday.